struggling with self-confidence as a new or even existing, or maybe even thinking into getting to this field that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. What if the key to confidence isn't perfection, but trusting the journey? Honestly, the only thing that's stopping you is actually you. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the adaptable strategies that transforms the mindset from, ooh, watch this family, self-doubt into opportunities for growth, leadership, and most of all, success. Point number one, avoid the comparison trap. Comparing yourself to others. Again, avoid the comparison trap. Comparing yourself to others. See, comparison erodes the confidence by focusing on external metrics instead of personal growth. Your journey is unique. One of the things, family, that I've learned over my time, and I feel victim to it, so this is why I can articulate and talk about it in the way that I do, is that I remember when I first saw I shared the story about the guy that really introduced me to project management, and I saw myself wanting to be like him. I wanted to model what he was doing. I wanted to really, I started actually trying to be like the guy. And I was like, this is not me. That's not my character. My personality is not like that. And it took some time for me to understand it. But once I got it, once I understood my unique journey, I started transforming into myself. And so I say that to you, family, is a lot of times you may watch me, you may watch other people that you may say, wow, I really like how they go about talking about things. Your journey is unique. And that's the amazing thing, because along the journey, you'll find your voice. Along the journey, you'll be able to develop that mindset, that strength, that growth. Okay, I'm probably going on too long, but the point I'm trying to make here, family, is that don't get caught up in the comparison trap. Enjoy the journey. Embrace the journey. Here's my actionable tip. Measure progress against your own goals and growth. Track achievements in your journal. I always talk about journaling to remind yourself how far you've come. I even got a better one. I know that a lot of times we can get caught up, and I've mentioned this before, in rear view mirror watching instead of windshield watching. What do you mean, the rear view? Basically, the rear view was only meant there for us to glance and look thus behind us. The windshield is forward momentum. Would you get in a car with somebody if all they did was look in their rear view while they were driving and never looked at through the front windshield? No. So that's how we have to look at this thing as far as the comparison trap. Point number two, engage in a community of like-minded individuals. Again, engage in a community of like-minded individuals. Engaging with peers who share your journey provides encouragement, new ideals, and a reminder that you are not alone in your challenges. This is one of the reasons why I get involved in a lot of different masterminds that's aligned with my journey. The reason why I do that, because along in your journey, you're going to have self-doubt. You're going to feel, you might even self-sabotage yourself. You may even do something where you feel like you're not good enough because you don't have this particular item, may not have a particular certification or degree or experience, but getting around like-minded individuals, they can help you on that journey to say, hey, this is what I did when I was in your position, or I had a friend that went through this. So it's important, family, to align with in a community of like-minded individuals. So I do have it. So in January 2025, we will have the Magnetic Project Management community up and running. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to hesitate. We're just going to get it up and running because I know and I see there's a need for it. And plus, I can interact with you more. So if you want to learn more about that, check out the link. It'll be there. Sign up where it says you got questions so I can get your email information and we can make it happen. So I'll let you know when it comes out, that you'll get an email corresponded letting you know, hey, this has come out. Feel free to join if this is something you want to be around like-minded individuals. So my next actionable tip is share experiences and ask advice from those who overcome similar situations. Like I always say, there's somebody that's went through what you're going through. It's just you having the courage. Ooh, I like that. The courage to ensure that you feel comfortable, because you're not going to feel comfortable. So I should remix that and say, ensure that you have the courage to feel uncomfortable asking someone that has been through what you've been through. I know there's a lot of trust issues out there with people, and I get it. Trust me, I get it. However, this is why it's important to get around like-minded individuals. Let's move on to point number three. Avoid feeding the self-sabotage. See, negative self-talk and procrastination erodes the confidence. Replace destructive patterns with constructive actions to build momentum. Here's my actionable tip. Identify self-sabotaging behaviors. For instance, overthinking, avoiding tasks. Okay, so we're not going to be honest. So I'll put myself on trial. I've avoided tasks because I was like, man, I'll get to it when I get to it. Or I kept putting it off. And I realized that, you know what? When I attacked it, when I faced it, it wasn't as big as what I thought it was. Next actionable tip. Break tasks into smaller, achievable steps and complete one immediately to regain momentum. Point number four, trust the journey, not the destination. If you're new to the episode, anytime I say message, this is where you want to pay attention. This is the particular step, the point that really should arrest your attention. Why? Because in life, if we don't trust the journey, the destination won't matter because you'll get to the destination and be disappointed. So, growth and confidence comes from learning along the way, not just achieving results, but every step forward teaches something extremely valuable. Here's my actionable tip. At the end of each project phase or at the end of each day, perhaps, reflect on what you learned. Ask, what did I gain from this experience? Rather than solely focusing on the end goal. This is important, family, especially when you're on the journey of going after a certification, whether a CAPM, PMP, ACP, you name it, or you're going after a degree, you have to understand that you're learning something in this experience. And if you put it aside and you're so gung-ho about the destination and getting the certification, and then you get it and you're disappointed because you're like, wait a minute, did I really learn something here? So it's important not just to get a certification, but learn the information the coach or trainer is actually giving you. Point number five, trust your decisions, even if you have to course correct. Decisiveness is a hallmark of a confident leader. Course correction is a natural part of managing uncertainty, not failure. You already know, if you look up over here, what does failure say? Failure is a temporary state where the most valuable lessons are learned. Oh, I like that. That gets good to me. Here's my actionable tip. Make decisions using frameworks. Like, I'm gonna park here parenthetically if you don't mind. I remember when I was making a decision to move from one state to another state, and I talked with my mom and I said, hey mom, this is what I'm looking at doing. And I talked with my dad and they both gave me the same consultation, which was weird, but it was so on point. It wasn't something that was very difficult to do. It was get a piece of paper, split it, draw a line down the middle, put your pros and put your cons. And if your cons outweigh your pros, then that kind of can give you a idea of how to make a proper decision. So I recommend to you, find decision frameworks that work for you. Actionable tip number two, once you decide, trust your process if necessary. Adjust it based on new data without second guessing yourself. The moment you start second guessing yourself, the moment you stop believing that you can do this, the moment you stop breaking down these limited beliefs, you are only getting in your own way. And we talked about self-sabotage. I watched more people that I was like, man, this person is extremely talented, but they kept getting in their own way. They'll start and stop. If you make a decision to go after something, whether it's a certification, whether it's becoming a project manager, I will be honest with you, it is not a straight line. It is a twist and turns journey. But if you stick with it, if you trust it, you have a better opportunity than achieving and obtaining what you need versus, let's look at this, family. What would be any different if you just didn't believe in it and said, I'm not doing it, versus if, hey, I'm going to trust myself. I may fall along the way, but I got to get myself back up. This is why I told you, family, it's important to be engaged in a community of like-minded individuals. So when you fall, they're there to support you. You remember that exercise they used to do, the trust exercise, where somebody would be behind you and you would fall back and you would trust that they would catch you. So being part of a community, the magnetic project management community that we are creating here, will allow you to fall back and we will catch you. Point number six, create a consistent and adaptable routine. my routine is undefeated. Anytime I have a routine in place, if I say, hey, this is my routine, I'm going to exercise and I'm going to read a chapter of the Agile Practice Guide. Every time I stick to my routine, I'm more happier, even if that's a word, but I'm happier because of the fact that I execute it. Finishing is always better than starting. Again, finishing is always better than starting. Consistency really provides a structure, stability while adapting prepares you to adjust to unexpected challenges. A solid routine reduces overwhelm and keeps you on track. Here's my actionable tip. Start each day by planning one, and I do mean one, priority to start with. Here's a good example. If you're going after your CAPM and you're saying, you know what? One priority I'm going to do is I'm going to take a mock exam, or one priority I'm going to do, I'm going to take a quiz. Do that. And as you continue to grow of executing and finishing on that one priority, then move to the next stage where you start adding additional, no more than three. But the reason why I say no more than three, because then you start creating a checklist. And we all know what happens with checklists. Some of us complete it and some of us don't. So again, start with what your top priority. If you're studying for a certification, say, hey, what's one thing that I can do to move me closer to my goal? And I definitely think that'll help you. Here's my other actionable tip. End your day by reviewing progress and identify what needs to adjust for tomorrow. Point number seven, seek internal and external mentorship. You guys know how I feel about mentorship. If you don't know, then that means you haven't listened to any of these episodes. I am constantly talking about mentorship. Mentorship has shaved off so much time, so much heartache and frustration that I would have experienced if I didn't first find the proper mentor and that mentor offered me guidance, validation. And the biggest thing, sometimes we forget about mentorship, is how they offer you a new perspective of how you're looking at a situation, which in turn boosts your confidence. Oh, you don't like that. Okay, let me remix that. A new perspective challenges the way you're looking and viewing things, because the mentor is saying to you, I've been there and I came out on the other side. If you're willing to pay attention, if you're willing to not just take the information and sit on it, if you're willing to execute, I'm going to tell you, you can get to the other side as well. Because we face the same struggles and I can show you the way forward. Here's my actionable tip. Identify a mentor inside your company for specific challenges and join external mentor programs or communities like the Magnetic Project Management Community. This, again, I know I keep saying it because I want to make sure that I give everybody an opportunity when we go live to join it, because this movement is about you. It's not about me. It's about you. And we bring in other individuals so we can collectively congregate together and have good dialogue and intelligent dialogue. Point number eight. Speak with authority by backing decisions with data. Again, speak with authority by backing decisions with the data. Competence comes from knowing your decisions are backed by facts, not assumptions. How many times in court have you got, I love watching different things that are about court, like LA Law or not LA Law. I mean, I can't even think of it now. But the thing of it is the judge, if you're ever in court and you don't have facts, you have assumption, they call it hearsay. Oh, I like that. Hearsay is saying, we can't prove this is a fact. This is more of an assumption. So this is why it's important, family, to have data-driven communication, because it earns respect and trust. Here's my actionable tip. Before meetings, gather key performance metrics, risk assessment, and project milestones. Also, present decisions by referencing the data that led to your conclusion. Family, if you stayed this long, I truly appreciate you. Let me get you out of here with my three transformational remarks. Number one, avoid the comparison trap of comparing yourself to others. As we talked about, find your lane. And the only way you can find your lane is trusting your journey. One of my actionable tips was to track your achievements in the journal to remind yourself of how far you've come. Number two, avoid feeding into self-sabotage. If you're human, we've all been through the self-sabotage. We will experience that through your entire career. I wish I could tell you any different. And you're like, what do you mean you will experience that through your entire career? I'll give you an example. If you switch jobs, let's say you're a project manager and you switch jobs. Maybe you're not even a project manager. Maybe you went and got your cap in and now you got a job opportunity as a project coordinator and maybe even a project manager. And the first thing you start doing is overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to do is to identify the self-sabotaging behaviors and then find ways to break the task into smaller achievable steps and complete one immediately so you can gain that momentum. And the last and final one, number three, which is my favorite, trust the journey, not the destination. Again, trust the journey, not the destination. At the end of each project phase, reflect on lessons learned, ask what I did to get, what did I learn to gain this particular experience? And rather if solely focusing on the end goal got in the way of the main thing or basically presently where I'm at. Listen, family, I will be honest with you. Building up confidence is not a one-time thing. This is something you're going to have to do on a daily basis. I love what Zig Ziglar talked about when he was being interviewed about how, about motivation, that the reporter asking a brilliant question. She said, do you believe motivation works? And Zig looked back and he said, yeah. I also believe that taking a shower or a bath works as well. But if you only take it one time and you don't take it anymore, it's not effective. So with you, family, as you continually to grow, whether you're coming into this profession of project management or you're already into this profession of project management, my recommendation is find ways that you can get some type of daily motivation to center you well enough so you can stay focused and become that star that you were meant to be. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.